In her new book, Girl Culture, photographer Lauren Greenfield captures little girls, teenagers, and women at the height of vanity or the depths of despair over their bodies. They play dress-up, stare in mirrors, weigh themselves. Greenfield traveled all over the country, taking photos of high school girls at proms and graduations, college students flaunting their bodies on spring break in Florida, strippers dancing naked at clubs in Las Vegas. She also taped interviews with the young girls and women, and excerpts from those interviews accompany the photos in the book. The result is a somewhat skewed vision of what it means to be a girl. Greenfield says she deliberately turned her camera on women at those moments when all they cared about was their bodies.
When you're exploring popular culture and you're exploring everyday life, it is hard to see because it's all around us. And so you do need to kind of isolate these moments that are not extreme people, but they are extreme moments. They're not the ones that we live every day, but for the most part, they are ones that we can identify from some point of our life or some moments in our life. But it's definitely not the full story about all girls.
Well, by focusing on these young girls and on these women in the way that you do in these moments when they are intensely focused on their physical appearance, what are you trying to say about women in general in our culture?
Well, I think that the body has become a key part of how we express ourselves. And I was very influenced by Joan Jacobs-Brumberg in a book that she wrote called The Body Project. And she analyzed girls' diaries from the 1800s through the 1980s and saw that in the 1800s, being a good girl was all about good work, doing good work. And that as we progressed in the 1900s, that changed into good looks being the highest form of female perfection.
You have some pictures and interviews with some very young girls, one interview with a six-year-old. And your last photo in the book is, I think, a pretty provocative image of a four-year-old playing dress-up. She's looking into a mirror, I think, with a kind of blank fashion model, vampy expression on her face. Tell me a little bit about that photo.
That's Allegra. She's four, playing dress-up. And Allegra was a very innocent girl, but you can see in her expression, in the posture, in the clothes, that little girls mimic the eroticized moves and fashions of what they see in the bigger popular culture. And that idea of the relationship between the extreme and the mainstream is very important to the book, because I'm looking at how we are affected by the popular culture.
Well, did these little girls grow up to be 15-year-old Sheena? Sheena is your cover girl, and you have a photo of her. I think she's shopping, and the photo shows her with pouting lips, and she's pushing her breasts up as she stares into the mirror while she's trying on clothes. Again, very vampy, but now she's a 15-year-old with the body.
Right. I mean, I think it's important to understand that there's none of us who hasn't had that moment of kind of staring at ourselves in the dressing room or, you know, wondering what you would look like with bigger breasts when you're, you know, 12 years old. That's kind of who we are, you know, as women. I mean, there's one girl, Lisa, who I photographed when she was 13 in Edina, Minnesota. And being popular was the most important game in the seventh grade. And basically, to be popular, you had to be blonde and thin and wear clothes from one of three stores, Banana Republic, The Gap, Abercrombie & Fitch. It was quite strict. And Lisa was not in the popular group. And she said that the popular girls don't know what they're doing to everyone else because they're at the top of the food chain and they're just eating away at everyone else.
It's hard because you wake up in the morning and go, if I wear this, will I get made fun of? Or will I be criticized? Or will I be judged differently than everybody else because I'm not wearing something that everybody else is? You have to be really careful in order to get people's attention the right way. It hurts a lot, you know, because people make fun of you and tease you. And truth is that it's not you who has the problem, it's them. But you know, even though people tell you that and you know it's true, it still hurts when people make fun of you.
Lisa came to my opening. The show now is at the Stephen Cohen Gallery in L.A., and she's 18, and she's a freshman at CalArts, and she has grown into a very successful girl. I'm I'm really trying to look at the pathological in the everyday and kind of these moments in our everyday lives, rather than saying that there's anything kind of strange or abnormal about the particular girls in the book.
But it's interesting because to get back for a moment to Sheena, the girl on the cover of your book, I found her comments really interesting because at one point she talked about how she wanted to be noticed and how she wants to be seen sexually, makes a point of being seen sexually. And yet at another point she talked about how upset she became when an older man came on to her.
Those two sides are the reality for a lot of girls, that in a way we're kind of taught to express ourselves in these kind of physical terms and sexual terms and use it to our advantage in a way. And in another way, it's very oppressive.
I always wear either like tight shirts or like shirts that cut down or show my stomach. So like one part of my body is showing. So like a guy will walk away and say, ooh, stomach, ooh, it's cutting down, or ooh, cleavage, that's sexy. You know, it's like total turn on right there. I mean,
do you have any insight after doing this into how this has occurred, that women or a number of women have become so obsessed with their bodies in this way? I mean, it seems almost too pat to say it's the media, but maybe that's all you can say, that it's television, movies, advertisements coming at people.
I can't say, you know, why this is. I mean, I think a lot of the girls talk about the pressures from the media. A lot of the girls talk about what it means to be a girl, not really knowing what that is. I think what Joan Brumberg found as a historian was that 100 years ago, girls were very rooted in family and community and school, and there were quite obvious rules or models about what it was to be a girl, what it was to be a good girl, what it was to be a woman. And that now kids are much more influenced by peers, they're much more influenced by media, and we have a very powerful, invasive consumer culture that really helps define who we are.
Is there any inherent contradiction, do you think, in a book like this, in these kinds of photos, almost sort of exploiting the very idea that you're also at the same time critiquing?
I don't think that it's really a contradiction, but I do think that I walk a fine line in the sense that I'm part of the media and I'm a photojournalist and my work is published in magazines and in glossy magazines. The pictures are very colorful. The photographs, if you see them in the gallery or the museum, are very shiny and appealing in a way, in the same way that the popular culture is appealing. And in a way, I think you have to use the language of what it is you're talking about to explore it.
Well, thanks very much, Lauren.
Thank you.
Photographer Lauren Greenfield, her new book is Girl Culture.